We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Nun. The Chafetz Chaim had been expounding on the different commandments one can transgress when saying Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim spoke about the mitzvah of learning Torah, that when one is busy slandering or talking Lashon Hara, he is also wasting the time that he potentially could be using for learning Torah. Ki be'emet, for in truth, b'chol teva ve'teva shelimud haTorah, every word one says when one is learning Torah, he's fulfilling a biblical commandment that's unique. For each word of Torah that we say, we're fulfilling another unique mitzvah of learning Torah. So let's say a person learns a chapter of Mishnah or a page of Talmud, he's fulfilling hundreds of mitzvot. As the Gra writes in his commentary on the Mishnah of Peyo, where the Mishnah says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, learning Torah corresponds to all the other mitzvos. So the Gra over there says that every word is Torah, b'shem Yerushalmi. The Gra, that's how he understood the Yerushalmi. You guys want to expand on that? You're in advanced class, so we can expand on that. I'm serious. This concept of the Gra has halachic implications, not only because of the merits and the value of learning Torah, but it also serves to explain another aspect of learning Torah. We know learning Torah is given great weight. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Mishnah describes it as a very, very great mitzvah. And yet, there's a certain leniency about learning Torah that's different than any other mitzvah. Let's say you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Your father asks you to pour him a glass of water. You're going to pour him a glass of water. And as you're going to pour him a glass of water, there's a knock on the door. There's a poor man who wants charity. So we have a rule. Osek b'mitzvah. If one is busy doing one mitzvah, patur mina mitzvah. He is exempt from pursuing another mitzvah. Let's say you're taking care of a sick person, and it's Sukkot. So you don't have to go out and sit in the sukkah. You're busy doing one mitzvah, taking care of the sick person. So you're exempt from the other mitzvah of eating in a sukkah. So we have this rule. Halsek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. When you're busy doing a mitzvah, that exempts you from doing other mitzvot. So one time we had a student that disappeared, and we were checking out to see if he was okay. We were actually very concerned for his well-being. And I asked a fellow student to come and help me search for this friend of ours. And he said, I'll come soon, I have to go daven. And I said, no, you don't. And he said, of course, soon the time for davening is going to be over. And I said, no, you have a mitzvah to look for someone who might be in danger. That's your mitzvah. And when you're busy with that mitzvah, you're exempt from doing other mitzvot. So he said, I'll just put on tefillin. I said, no, you shouldn't put on tefillin. Right now you have to deal with this mitzvah. That's the mitzvah that's pressing in front of us. And when you're dealing with this mitzvah, he said to me, but I'm going to miss the time for saying Shema. I said, you're exempt. You don't have to say Shema now. Right now what you have to do is worry about finding your fellow student. We're worried he might be in danger. We have to spend the time looking for him. I remember at one point we called the police, and we were waiting for them to call us back. As we were waiting for them to call us back, I put on my tefillin. There I had a window of opportunity of about 3 minutes while I was waiting for the call back. I couldn't do anything else in that mitzvah. So I had that 3 minutes. I had my tefillin with me. That's when I put on my tefillin and I said Shema.
If the police called
you, I would have answered in the middle of Shema. Yes. Still, that's a different reason. Okay, so now let's go visit that question. So let's leave the question of pikuach nefesh. Let's not discuss the aspect of a person being in danger. Let's just discuss any other mitzvah. So let's say you're in the middle of learning Torah right here, and suddenly you realize that, let's say your parent is landing at the airport, and you better go and meet them there to help them get over to Jerusalem. So that's your mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Do you say, I'm in the middle of learning Torah, so I'm exempt from the other mitzvah? So our logic would dictate that being that learning Torah is such a great mitzvah, so then certainly I should be exempt from so many other mitzvot while I am learning. The halacha tells us something else. The Talmud in the halacha says that you must stop learning Torah to perform any mitzvah she'i efshar la'asot al yedei acherim. If the mitzvah will not be accomplished by other people, you have to stop your learning to accomplish that mitzvah. That's strange. You don't say that about any other mitzvah. You say you're in the middle of getting your father a glass of water. So maybe your father should wait a minute and you'll get him the glass of water in a minute. It'll be accomplished. No, you're busy doing that mitzvah. The poor man doesn't have to get your charity. Whether someone else will give him charity or not is not your concern. We don't factor that. We say when you're busy doing one mitzvah, you do not have to worry about another mitzvah. So then how come when I'm busy learning Torah, I do have to be concerned about certain mitzvot? When there's a mitzvah that will not be accomplished if I don't stop my learning, then I'm forced to stop my learning. Why? Why does the halacha say that? So there are two understandings that really work hand in hand. They supplement one another. One aspect of it is that Torah that's learned and not applied is not of great value. When a person's only learning about being a kind person and he doesn't apply it, that's not Torah. Torah is an applied science. Oh, it's true that as I'm learning Torah, I'm fulfilling a tremendous mitzvah. But if my learning does not involve my actively doing when I have the opportunity, so then that's not real learning. You have to learn for the sake of really applying it. So then when I have opportunity, I have to apply it. But if that were the only calculation, then maybe I should stop my learning for every mitzvah and I'll never learn. So you see, the halacha doesn't say that. The halacha only says if it's a mitzvah that will not be accomplished by others, then you have to stop to perform that mitzvah. Otherwise, we should empty the class right now. Let's all go stand at the bus stop and help old ladies come off the bus. It's a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. There are a million opportunities to do kind things, and they're important. And yet the halacha gave us that criterion. I learned Torah, that's a big mitzvah. And when there's a mitzvah that will not be done by other people, then you stop. But it still doesn't answer the question. Because the halachic system should have precluded the other mitzvot. So here we apply the Gra we just learned. What the Gra just taught us is that learning Torah is not an ongoing mitzvah. If we are learning Torah right now, every word is another mitzvah. So when am I absolved from doing other mitzvot? When I'm busy doing one mitzvah. I'm going to get that glass of water. I'm doing one mitzvah. I'm absolved from worrying about other mitzvot. In learning Torah, every word is another mitzvah. So every second I finish a mitzvah and start a mitzvah, finish a mitzvah and start a mitzvah. So then the halacha says, so don't start the next mitzvah. Go do that mitzvah that won't be done by anyone else. So that's where this gra that we just learned, that interpretation, that explanation, that every word is its own mitzvah, it helps us understand the halacha of why, with regards to learning Torah, we do not say that when you're busy learning Torah, no other mitzvah should bother you. We say, it depends which. Certain mitzvot you do have to stop learning for, and other mitzvot you do not have to stop learning for. That's the halachic framework behind that halacha. Yes?
Would it be positive for someone to take a break from learning Torah to go and clean tombstones in a Beit HaOlamim?
Why would he do that? Why?
Because it's a mitzvah to do that.
So let other people do it.
What do you mean other people? So, assuming no one else will do it, no one will want it.
So I'm not sure it's a mitzvah to go and clean a tombstone. I'm really not sure that that's a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do, but I'm not sure that's a mitzvah. The people it's important to, they should go do it.
Or something of this,
generally,
like going to hospital and looking after kids, for example, who have got problems and stuff.
So that let's discuss on a Thursday night, understanding of where I really have to stop my learning. Because if I'll go that far, then a person would never learn. So our general approach is we don't have to go searching for mitzvot. Those that come our way, we have to take care of. Because otherwise, I'm sure if you go to the hospital here, you can volunteer. And when you're done here, I'm sure the hospital in Tel Aviv would take your volunteer work in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's never an end to it.
Yeah, well, you see all the Chabadnik imprints are filling on people in the streets.
So there is an aspect, and we do encourage that here also, that a person should look to do good. But you have to balance that. And you have to remember, one side of the coin is that learning Torah without applying it is not real Torah. The other side of the coin is that this is a rare opportunity you have now to learn.
You're talking about specifically...
Saying, you guys, remember, you have a block of time which you can learn in. And for most people, most of their lives, they cannot invest and grow the way you guys can right now. This is a golden opportunity that usually does not reappear for many years. So you have to really think it through whether you should take that time to develop that aspect of your personality. We recommend that on Fridays when people have off, they do take some time to volunteer. That a person should find time over the weekend when you have time to help other people, to find ways to be a part of doing chesed. But in the grand scheme of things, if you take advantage of your time now, then you hopefully you'll be able to apply it your whole life. So that's the balancing act.
Each word of Torah being a mitzvah, that's as long as they're bringing something to the table. I can't understand panim, lapi, bezah, and that, and say, oh, I'm learning Torah. This is getting something, I'm trying to get something out of it. And that,
I did.
Okay.
Is that a true statement?
I think so. The only exception to that would be, we say with regards to the words of the five books of Torah, every word is a mitzvah, even if you don't understand what you're reading. And Rav Mutzafi quotes, I don't know from where, that David HaMelech asked the Ribbono Shel Olam that Tehillim should be of the same nature. That even if you don't understand what you're reading, every word should count as a mitzvah. So that would be the exception. Or even if you don't know what you're doing, I would just add a concept that Rav Kook is famous for, even though others have said it before him as well, and that is that part of the responsibility to learn Torah is not to waste time, not only quantitatively, but also qualitatively. Meaning, if you could be learning Torah on a certain level and you end up learning on a much lower level, you can't just say, I'm learning Torah, I did mine. You could be doing more, you should be doing more. That's also a type of bitul Torah. When a person could be growing on a higher level and more focused and accomplishing more, and he reads the same pasuk. I remember as a kid, I used to do this. Okay, I said a pasuk. I learned Torah. I got another mitzvah, right? You could say the same pasuk over and over again, but if you could be learning a whole parsha, if you could be learning more, so that's also it's better than wasting your time, but it has an element of wasting your time also, because you could be doing more. Okay, so back to the Chafetz Chaim. So learning Torah, every word is a Torah, is a mitzvah. V'inken avol l'cheshbon kama alafim tevot kedoshot shel Torah. We're four lines from the bottom. A person can attain thousands of words, holy words of Torah. Shekol achad b'fnei atzmai mitzvah rabba. Each one is a tremendous mitzvah. Shebitalnu b'yadayim. That when a person is saying Lashon Hara, he is actively annulling that mitzvah. Uchnegdam ichnasnu kama alafim avonot shel bitul mitzvat aseh shetamut Torah b'et hazeh gufa. We're one line from the bottom. So a person has to give an accounting for the thousands of mitzvos he lost for every word that he was busy saying Lashon Hara instead of learning. How much more so when a person is not only wasting the time, he's actually saying Lashon Hara at that time. He doesn't say every word of Lashon Hara is its own prohibition, but he does say that every story of Lashon Hara is its own prohibition. Every time you tell another story about someone, every story is its own prohibition. And he quotes that from the Talmud in Makos. We find that from Rabbeinu Yonah as well. So we'll pick up here. Should we do the last three lines? Yeah? Okay. V'hine im banu lachshov rak ha'avon shel prishat ha'Torah b'chol rega v'avon shel dibur lashon hara. So if we were to factor just the transgression of one separating himself from Torah and the transgression of talking Lashon Hara, so when a person says Lashon Hara, he'll find himself with hundreds of transgressions. And you have to add to that everything we've been mentioning until now. That's why a person has to be very careful not to tell over wasted, pointless things like this, where it's weird why we're so tempted to say Lashon Hara. Why is it such a temptation for us? What's the point? What do you get out of it? We're going to discuss it at length later on in the book. But if you think about it this way, if you think about what you're gaining and what you're losing, so then you really have to wonder, why would I do that to myself? Why to myself, right? When I say Lashon Hara, what am I doing to myself?
Can we do tshuva on Lashon Hara easily, or
We can, and remind me, we'll get back to that. or on a Thursday night. We could talk about that. I'd rather give you a better answer than a one-second answer. So I don't want to give you a short answer. I prefer discussing it, having a broader discussion Thursday night.